irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Yes, it is. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. How are y'all doing? Well, it's just been like a crazy week. You know, I've been traveling between New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. I had a wonderful time at Delmonico's restaurant in New York. My mother, Gina, went back for the first time in like 20 years. It was incredible. So there's a lot happening. You know, the book is happening. So check out gofundme.com/Oscars Delmonico. Look at my Twitter, at Max Tucci. I'll let you know about that. Tweet me, always, at Max Tucci. I want to know what's going on in your life. But I've got to give a massive shout out to Bree in Texas. She's tuning in tonight. Hey, Bree, how you doing? I hope you're doing well. Bree is a friend of my niece, Lily's, and I promised her I would give her a shout-out. If you want shout-outs, always tweet me, at Max Tucci, so I can say, how you doing and how's everyone doing tonight? Thank you. If it's your first time tuning in tonight, we have a great show. I have an incredible author from the book Shelter Us, Laura Nicole Diamond, and with her, we're going to be talking some really deep stuff in this show. We're going to be talking about single parenting and homelessness. We're going to talk about motherless daughters. We're going to be dealing with how to deal and cope with bereavement. Do you guys think you know how? Well, it's going to be a show that I think is going to turn into a life class with Laura Nicole Diamond. Laura Nicole Diamond. Go find her on Twitter at LauraNDiamond1. Facebook.com is Laura Nicole Diamond Author. It's good to know who's on the show. So, yes, that's the song I want. Thanks, Ronnie. It's fun to talk to people while on the air. But so listen, then afterwards, we've got Nikki Haskell back in the studio. And of course, Sean Scott is here tonight, straight up with Sean Scott and Hot Topics. There are so many things to talk about. But the one thing that I love to talk about is really inspiration. So the book, Shelter Us, I think is going to inspire you to really want to get involved. There'll be sometimes in life when there's like a trigger, something pops up in a random place, and all of a sudden you want to feel like you want to do good. And so you could have that opportunity in life. You just have to be aware. Start to meditate, cut the chatter out of your mind, get the Sattva app. It's free. It tracks your meditation. I do it all the time, and they do not pay me to endorse them. I just believe that it's good measure to pass that forward, the Sattva app. Tweet me at Max Tucci. I'll post it thereafter so you can find out what's going on. And there's just like so much love happening this week on Twitter. So everyone who tweets me, I love you guys for tweeting me. I mean, really, the fact that you all take the time out to tweet me and say hi, I love it. Elegance, you know I love you. Sexy and hot to go. I love you too. Ash Beckham, how you doing today? Brett Jones, he was on last week. Wasn't that a good show? Pride, the story of America's first openly gay Navy SEAL. Y'all blew up my max@maxtucci.com email, I have to tell you the truth. I was like, I knew, I had a feeling inside that that show was going to get you people, because just the fact that the word gay and Navy SEAL were in one title on a book, I knew you all were going to get heated. And I'm glad you did, because it opens up conversation. Linda Mayerson, thanks so much for tweeting me. And Gina, I love Gina. Gina, she's an amazing writer for Private Air magazine. She did a piece on me in that magazine, and it was just wonderful. And so, and then Delmonico's has been tweeting me. So I had to tell you that I had the best weekend, best time up in the Northeast, my Northeast tour this past week. I'm in Massachusetts right now. I was in Litchfield earlier today and yesterday. Hey to Steve and Abe. How you guys doing? And Terry, my new farmer friend. But what happened, and then I met with, we've had her here on the show before, Shakti Durga. She was in Connecticut. We did the most incredible healing of just like releasing and just being present in the space of now and enjoying. And it was so beautiful and we had such great times. And so we decided that Shakti Durga and I are going to do an amazing Colorado retreat. Come to life, the bliss of living. And I'll tweet you more information on that. It's going to be in Boulder, Colorado in October. So definitely you guys want to catch that. And always catch me here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. I know you have options, and we're glad that you chose this one. So always check us out Sunday night. Next week, you know I got to plug next week because it's a fun show because the divine Jackie Collins is back. She's got her new book, The Sant Angelos. We've got so much to talk about. And yeah, you know, when Jackie's in the house, we go from Buddhas to Lalique to sex and alcohol and drugs and men and all that stuff in life that makes you love her books. Tonight we have some great music from Whitney Houston and Tasha Saville, plus of course Samantha Fox. Naughty Girls Need Love Too. I always love that song. Whenever Nikki Haskell's in the studio, I feel like that's the song for Nikki, because she's just she's a ball of fire, and there's so many things going on, and she is so quick to know what's going on with Hot Topics. So it's all fun. I'm just like here chilling with you tonight right now, letting the time pass by because I just want to be with you. I want to talk to you guys. I want you to talk to me. So tweet me at Max Tucci. Oh my goodness. Well, I've got to let you know right now. Got some great tweets coming in. So thank you all. Laura Nicole Diamond, I look forward to having you on the show in just a minute. But tonight on Max and Friends with Laura Nicole, Shelter Us is the book. How does a mother grieving the loss of an infant continue to care for her family, and how does one maintain personal relationships in the face of great tragedy? So that's going to be our life class tonight here on Max and Friends. Again, the author joining me in just a moment is Laura Nicole Diamond. Get Red PR. Love you guys for giving me the best authors ever. Love them. Hey, Sean Scott, tweet me. I know you want to tweet me. I see you there in the studio. But tonight we're going to be talking about faith. We're going to be talking about motherless daughters, single parenting and homelessness, coping with bereavement. So if you guys want to tune in to this, get the book Shelter Us. It might deliver you. Speaking of, do you know your own strength? Well, there's a great song we're going to play here tonight on Max and Friends right now. And when we're back, Laura Nicole Diamond will be in the studio and we're going to be talking about her book Shelter Us. But right now, Whitney Houston, I Didn't Know My Own Strength on Max and Friends.
Touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I might break. I got through all the pain. Cowboys. Your life was not built to break. No, no, I got to know, I got to know my own strength. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, I did. Oh,
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. If you're tuning in for the first time tonight, welcome to Max and Friends. We have a great author on tonight. The book is called Shelter Us. And Laura Nicole Diamond is the editor of Deliver Me, True Confessions of Motherhood, a collection of true stories by 20 writers. She's a civil rights lawyer and former editor-in-chief of LA Family Magazine. Laura also writes about family, parenting, and social justice for several publications and on her blog, Confessions of Motherhood. She sits on the board of trustees of PATH, People Assisting the Homeless, and Laura resides in Los Angeles with her family, and tonight she joins us here on Max and Friends. Pull up your mic and welcome to the show, Laura Nicole Diamond.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. We've got a lot to talk about, especially your new book, Shelter Us. It is just the first page of the book. I was sitting down reading it on the airplane coming up here, and it just grabs you and twists your mind. Like,
it
leaves you speechless in the first page. Like, what's going to happen? If this is how the book starts, how is it going to end? But before we get into Shelter Us, is there any comparison? I have to ask you, because I've read the book, obviously. It just came out June 8th. But is there any comparison between your life and the book?
There's certainly things about my life that are in the book, because I think probably every novelist, most of whom admit it, will write about things that are part of their, if not their actual biography, their emotional biography. But there are certain factual things as well. I am a mom, and I have two sons, as does the character Sarah. And I even set the story in the town that I know best, where I grew up, Pacific Palisades. But it's really a story that could be set in any town in America where we have, you know, the contrast between people who live a comfortable life and who brush up against people who have found themselves and through various circumstances to be homeless. And Sarah also was a lawyer. So other than that,
yes, you, the both of you.
Everything else. Yeah.
All right. Everything else is just so intense in the book. It really is. It's so gravitating. And I don't want to like give too much away, but since it's on the first page and anyone can pull that up now Amazon or Barnes & Noble, to me when I read it, so I don't know, but I kind of felt like her little brother, like, I don't know what the word I want to use is, but like maybe didn't mean to, but did he kill her? Is that how it happened? His little sister?
So I see what you're talking about. No, that's not.
Okay.
It's interesting. So Sarah has these two little boys, and she suffered the death of an infant. And you're right, that's not giving anything away, because it's even on the back cover synopsis.
Right.
So it's fine to say that, because it's really not about that. That's that sets the stage for why she is in this sort of deep funk and grief, and why she is so taken with the young homeless mother that she sees and becomes obsessed with. It becomes
absolutely
a way for her out of her.
Well, let's backtrack real quick.
Yeah, but the little boy did not happen to do that.
Okay, because you know why? Because like I always get into this, and I feel like I'm there when I read a book, and like I really like I ingest it. And I was like, that little boy totally just threw the sheet on her and did her in.
Oh my God! Well, I have to tell you something. I didn't write it that way, but I didn't write not that way. So if that's how you interpret it, you know,
it's all perception, right?
It's there. It's there for you to
think. Yeah, it's there. But tell us about Shelter Us, because it's such a book that really it deals with faith, with religious identity, with motherless mm-hmm. daughters, with single parenting, homelessness, children, grandchildren, immigrant. I mean, it deals with coping mm-hmm. with bereavement. Tell us about the book, and then I've got some questions for you.
Okay, so briefly, just in terms of synopsis, it deals with this young mother who's trying to cope with her grief, and she sees a young homeless mother when she takes her boys downtown for a little field trip, and she becomes obsessed with saving them. And the two women then develop a friendship, so that's not giving anything away either. She does befriend her, and it's about how we can reach out of our own sort of shells of loss and make a connection and perhaps help other people through that. But it's not, it's so, as you mentioned, there's a lot of things that come up about it. Sarah is a half Guatemalan and half Jewish character living in sort of a very homogenous, more sort of white neighborhood. And so there's issues of identity. She recalls her mother's Jewish faith to help her decide how and whether to reach out to this homeless woman. So there's there's questions of what values do we pass down, what values do we take from our parents, how do we learn them, how do we act on them. There is a lot in there.
There's a lot in there. Now, has this book kind of made you like a bereavement expert?
No, I mean, I think that in some ways, Max, all parents practice this without, without wanting to. The moment your child is born, you have the most unbelievable responsibility to keep this child alive, this living being. You have to protect it as best you can, and some things are in our control and some things are not. To the extent that I think all parents are sort of have this very thinly veiled, not so deep below the surface fear that the worst could happen, mm-hmm. that is the extent that, you know, that any parent is a bereavement expert. But I was really fortunate that, I did not suffer that loss personally. And before I published it, I asked Susan Whitmore, who is a grief expert, and she's the founder of an agency called Grief Haven, which is specifically for families who've lost children. And I asked her to read it and give me a feedback to make sure that I didn't write anything that, you know, didn't ring true. Because uh-huh. even though every person grieves differently, there are certain things that are, you know, maybe outside the bounds of reality. And she was so generous to give me that kind of feedback, because I wanted to be sure that I honored that experience that Absolutely. Unfortunately is not that uncommon. So,
yeah. Well, if you're tuning in for the first time and you're trying to figure out what we're talking about tonight, we're glad you're here. The book is called Shelter Us, and we just spoke about Grief Haven, so check out griefhaven.org if in case you're going through the loss of a child and you need someone to talk to. They're there for you, so thank you for dropping that, because it's always nice to let people know where to go, because sometimes, you know, we fall behind. I love when you write in the book how difficult it was for these parents to sit in this circle and say, like, I am a mother or a father, and I have two children. One of my childs is dead. I mean, it's, you know, just to come to that vocabulary becomes like a new speech for people. So the book, you know, it was just dropped, August. I don't even know what month we're in anymore. June 8th.
Right. And
so it's kind of like hard to say, have you got emails yet? But I have a feeling you're going to get so many emails, because it really, it just brings it to another level that we have the capability, and that even if we go through such an extreme grief, that we still genuinely want to care for humanity and others, for the living. So how is it that you were able to think of this whole concept, that this woman goes from losing her child to now befriending someone homeless with a child. Where did that come from in you?
I talked a little bit before, I guess, about where the fear of the worst happening came from in that mother. And then the other element of it, this homeless mother, the idea to write about a homeless woman came to me because of volunteering that I did with PASS, People Assisting the Homeless, and their focus on family homelessness, which is called Beyond Shelter. And there was a young woman in particular who I met through volunteering who struck me with such, she had such resilience and strength, and she was not the stereotype of what most people think of, or even because that's what most people encounter when they think of someone who's homeless. She was a person who was all alone, didn't have the family structure or network that I certainly had, that if I fell on hard times and lost a job, I would be able to say, hey, Mom and Dad, you know, can I move back into my room for a while? She didn't have that structure. And I knew I wanted to write about a woman like her. So the magic of, you know, your subconscious connected these two women. And I thought maybe they could meet and help each other in some way.
Now, if this were to become a movie, who would play Sarah?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's such a hard question for me because I'm not up on my half Guatemalan, half Jewish actresses. But I'm sure Sandra Bullock could pull it off.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe
totally see her.
Maybe Eva Longoria.
Oh, either or. They're both good.
Yeah.
But so PATH is a beautiful thing. How can we find PATH? Are you guys online or where do we find you?
Yes, their website is ePATH, so that's ePATH.org. And thank you for asking. They're a great organization.
Get involved with the community.
Yeah, so they help the homeless veterans, individuals, as well as families.
Beautiful. Now, I see here, you talk about motherless daughters. Because that became really huge with Ian LaVancent when she started talking about motherless daughters and fatherless sons. So it's become like a new pathology almost in experiencing the loss of a child and also the loss of a parent. So what does motherless daughters mean to you?
Well, it's interesting because you said the characters in this book, Sarah had lost her mother when she was a teenager, so she grew up from 16 on without her mom, but her maternal grandmother stepped in, and so she had this maternal role model in her life, and in a way, when Sarah then loses her daughter, she and her grandmother, who she's so close to, now have suffered a similar loss, with each of them having lost their daughter. I just wanted to explore their closeness, their connection, Sarah and her grandmother, and they respond to it so differently. You know, Sarah is just lost. Her grandmother is still so vibrant, and she digs into life, and she connects to people. So I think that I can't speak for motherless daughters myself, because I haven't had that experience in my personal life. But again, as a novelist, our job is to imagine all different kinds of human experiences by putting yourself, through your imagination in that role. So I think for Sarah, it makes her, she really longs for not just a mother role, but also she longs for a daughter. And I think when in meeting Josie, she sees a way that she can fill a space by nurturing another younger woman.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was, when I read that, when you read The Connection, you all have to get the book Shelter Us. It's a great summer read. You will definitely feel it's like it's almost like a book of choices. Do you choose your husband? Do you choose the void? Do you choose, who do you choose? But you have to read it to figure out who Sarah chooses. But let's talk about, how did you go from a lawyer to an editor to a novelist?
Well, I went from a lawyer to a full-time mom.
Okay.
So I always bristled at people saying, well, you're always a full-time mom, whether you're working out in an office or not. I mean, that job is constant. So, but I decided when my firstborn son, my only son at the time, was 2 and a half, I thought, you know what, I'm going to put this law gig on the side for a while and spend my time full-time being present as a mom. That was how I felt I wanted to do it, and I was lucky to have that choice. But I'd always loved writing. At that point, I just wrote in a journal. It was something that just made me feel grounded. And I thought to myself, well, hey, maybe now I'll have more time to write now that I'm not practicing law. And little by little, I did start writing more. So the first thing that happened in my writing career was Deliver Me, True Confessions of Motherhood. I was, you know, going to a writing class and listening to some amazing writers, and I thought, well, let's put all these together in a book. So I put out a call for submissions on very broadly the parent-child relationship. And lo and behold, it was all moms and grandmoms who submitted. So it turned into True Confessions of Motherhood. And then from that point, after that book, I, through a person that I knew, ended up becoming the editor of LA Family Magazine for a while, which was also really fun, and exercised a different part of my brain, because I was writing a monthly column, but I was also managing a lot of other writers and trying to think of, you know, what do moms want to read about? Uh-huh. But ultimately, my novel really took over, and I had started writing it during that time. And that magazine closed, and it was a perfect opportunity for me to throw myself more into writing the novel.
Into the novel. Shelter Us, we're talking about tonight here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest right now is author Laura Nicole Diamond. Go to lauranicolediamond.com for more information. Now, tell us what's next for you this summer.
Oh, we're having a really fun book tour, combining it with travel to family in the East Coast. So we started off, as you mentioned, this week was the launch of the book, and just felt so much support out here in Los Angeles and down in San Diego. I will be in Malibu at Bank of Books this Saturday, June 20th, from 12 to 2, signing books. Then heading up to Book Passage in Corte Madera, July 1st, and my whole tour is on my website, so lauranicolediamond.com, but I'd love to meet people who are, if they're listening in Philadelphia or New Jersey, Connecticut, New York. I'm going to make my way back there.
I
love to travel. I love to meet people, and so to combine that with a book tour is like my favorite things.
It's joy rising, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, the book Shelter Us speaks to the quiet joys and anxieties of parenthood. It's a great summer read. If you want to get a book that will give you some inspiration, and also maybe you have a friend that lost a child and you really don't know how to express your emotions to them, you can really learn from this book. It's a great book to really just... I almost want to say deliver you. Deliver me. That's the other book,
right.
True Confessions of Motherhood.
Right.
But it helps for those who are in a situation with friends to understand where your friend is when they lose a child, because it discusses that in the book, and it becomes a touchy situation. So this might shed some light onto bridging the gap between you and your friends who've lost a parent. So great job. It's a wonderful book, and I'm so happy you were able to join us here tonight on Max and Friends.
I'm really happy to be here, and at griefhaven.org is that other organization for people who want to know how to talk to friends who've gone through that experience as well. And that's
Absolutely.
On my website if you can't find it.
And the website is lauranicolediamond.com. Follow Laura Nicole on, you're on all social media, at Laura and
yes.
Diamond One. So have a wonderful week. But before I let you go, I always ask this question, not always, but I've been asking it more recently. What is it something that you know now that you wish you knew then? And that then could be anything that you experienced in life.
I wish I knew now. I wish I knew then. What I know now is I wish I knew when I was younger what a beautiful life it was going to be. And I wouldn't have had any anxiety about it.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
And well, you have that now to think about in this now moment. No anxiety.
It's no, it's all good.
It's all good.
Everything will work out.
It will all work out. Well, and the book Shelter Us worked out beautifully. I look forward to having people correspond with us, letting us know what they think about the book. So tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag Shelter Us, and I'll put it all up on Twitter in just a little bit. Laura Nicole Diamond, thank you so much for joining me here tonight on Max and Friends.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have a beautiful night and a wonderful week ahead.
Thanks, you too.
Good night. Right now on Max and Friends, we're going to go right into one of my favorite songs, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. Coming up in just a moment, Sean Scott is joining me. Sean, you're here right now. Wasn't that a good interview?
That was great. I loved it.
Yeah. We see we're here to help people. And now we're going to talk about Hot Topics in just a moment. We're going to get Nikki Haskell in the studio. But right now, Naughty Girls Need Love Too on Max and Friends.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too.
Radio. This is Max and Friends, but it feels so good. That was Samantha Fox. Naughty Girls Need Love Too. Nikki Haskell will be with us in just a moment. But right now, Sean Scott, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Max. What's up? I'm doing good. How are you?
I am so excited that you will be joining Nikki Haskell in just a moment to talk about Hot Topics.
I know. It's been a minute. I miss Nikki.
Well, she's going to be here in just a moment. But before we get to Nikki, we got to talk about levitationlifestyle.com. So let people know what's going on over there, because that's your website.
That is my website. I am the owner and creator of Levitation Activewear, which is a men's motivational luxury activewear line. And we're actually launching our summer collection on touchofmodern.com on June 18th, which is this Thursday. So I don't know if you've heard of touchofmodern.com, but they do huge sales on designer brands. And so I'm super excited about that. We've done an event with them before. And so the summer line will launch this Thursday, June 18th.
How exciting!
I know, I'm super excited, and I love all the new styles. It's like perfect for summer, for all the pool parties, for the hangouts. I love it. I'm super excited, and I can't wait to hear all the feedback.
And I'm like, we need to do a giveaway here. So go through what you have, some of your
we
samples.
We do.
And let's do a fun giveaway. We'll have like a bunch of boys call in to get your goods.
Absolutely. Oh my God, I'm so down for that.
All right, yes. Good. And also, Nikki probably knows a great publicist to help you out, so we'll ask her in just a minute. But right now, we're going to do Hot Topics on Max and Friends, but we're going to hit you up with Sean Scott, straight up talk Hot Topics. So hit it.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Tell me everything. Nikki Haskell, how are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm so glad you're back here, because last time we had you on Hot Topics, girl, you done blew the roof off the house, and everybody was like, oh my God, Nikki's got to come back on.
You got to watch me, boy, because I know more that's going on than anybody. I get myself Nikki's in more trouble than anybody.
You do. You got the inside scoop. But Sean, I know that you guys have been talking prior to the show about Hot Topics. So Sean, take it away with Nikki. Have fun, y'all.
Well, Nikki, Nikki and I both went to LA Pride today.
Yes, I was there. And last night I went to, where did I go to? I went to Giorgio's. They had a big party there. You know, it's that lovely little cute little discotheque in the Standard Hotel. I just love it.
Oh, yeah. I actually have had no life the past 2 weeks because I go to FID on downtown and I've been doing finals. So I've been doing like homework.
I know what you mean. I've been working like crazy on my new product and my new television show. And
what is your new product?
So fast.
What's your new product?
I have a new product that I invented called a Star Shooter, StarzSHooterz, and it's a new fabulous, it's called For the Selfie and You, and it's a product that goes around your phone and lights up and scans up. It's very cool.
Oh, I love it. I love a good selfie, so I'm definitely going to have to check that out. I love it. Yeah, but so.
But Nikki, tell us about your TV show, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing a new show called The Flashback to the Future, where I take my old interviews from the Nikki Haskell show, and we re-interview. It's sort of two shows in one. Part of the shows is where I re-interview the same people, you know, like Joan Collins and Liza Minnelli and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and down the line, where I re-interview the same people. And during the course of the interview, we show them the interview that we did 30 years ago. You know, like I did it with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he did Conan the Barbarian.
Throwback.
And I was in the Philippines with George Hamilton and Adam Marcos. So they're all in sort of interesting places.
I love that.
I never shot anything in a studio. And, you know, I shot, you know, a vast majority of my shows from different clubs. And I have the only footage. I was the only one that had a TV show that shot at Studio 54. And their Studio 54 is getting ready to rear its ugly head. People are going to be talking about it more in the next 6 months than they've talked about it before. They just did a test, one of the colleges, saying, if you could be anywhere in the world, where would it be? And about 80% of the students said Studio 54. So I don't know why, but it's still the most iconic place in the world of its kind, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm working on that, and I'm working on my memoirs. And now I'm in Los Angeles. I was in New York for about a month working on some projects there, but now I'm back here at least to the end of the month, and I'll go back to New York for a few days.
Oh my God. You're so busy. Nikki, we still haven't gone to Soho House.
Wherever you want to go, let me know. I was there.
You need to do lunch. I came back
on Tuesday, anytime you want. I had lunch there, dinner there, lunch. I mean, I've been there almost every day this week.
You know, I want to talk about real quick, because speaking of like what people are going through, like, have you seen Jurassic Park, you guys? And Sean, tell us this like world record number that they've made.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen this yet because, like I said, I've been so busy. But it brought in $511.8 million internationally, and it is a world record for, like, opening, you know, income.
But, you know, Steven Spielberg is one of the smartest men around, and he knows how to launch a movie, make a movie.
Absolutely.
And anything that has his name on it is just a, you know, it just makes it iconic before it even starts.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Hollywood is into this whole new trend of, like, reboots. Like, we have Jurassic Park, Mad Max, Poltergeist. They're doing a Full House reboot. Like, I'm wondering if Hollywood out of ideas and they have to, like, go back in time.
It's a combination of two things. Uh-huh. Number one, they already own the rights to these projects.
True.
And it's easier to take something that they already own and build from there.
True.
They know that it's tried and true. I mean, you can make Jurassic Park for the next 5 years. It could be running left to right or one movie and right to next. Nobody knows the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And Mad Max, you know, I mean, did you see Mad Max?
I saw Mad Max. And you know what? I'm not really into action movies, but I was really feeling that movie. That was great. I never saw the old
Nikki, one. You hated it, though, didn't you?
Hated it.
We both agreed there was, like, absolutely no storyline, but the action and the effects were pretty, I mean, I think they're pretty awesome.
I felt so sorry for Charlize Theron. She was running out of body parts. First they cut her arm off, then they cut her leg off. She was stabbed.
Stabbed.
I mean, it's a poor thing. I mean,
I know.
Nobody had a good time. I hate when that
There is
happens.
So much going on in that movie. But listen, speaking about going on, Sean, you covered an amazing event for us. Leah Black did her book release, and you were at Pump. So tell us about that party.
Yes. Okay, so Leah Black launched her Red Carpets and White Lies book, and I went to Book Soup on Sunset Boulevard and did her book signing, and then I went to Pump in West Hollywood. And, oh my God, I have to say, Leah Black, Real Housewives of Miami, she really draws a crowd. Like, Pump was packed, and she was doing her thing on the red carpet. You know, I got her pic with her, and there was lots of, you know, L.A. socialites, you know, lots of housewives, lots of Bravo reality stars. And she was doing her thing, and that place was packed, and I just saw on...
I was there today. I didn't realize how big Pump is. It's gigantic.
Oh, my God, yeah. I love Pump. Did you sit in the garden?
I tell you, I walked into her body like scotch tape to the wall. I took one look, I turned around, walked out, walked over to Craig's and had a salad and went home.
Oh, you have to go to Pump. I know it was super packed today because it's LA Pride, but Pump is like, I love Pump, and at night...
I love it. I think it's great. You know, I love all those
beautiful
girls, and I like Leah. I've known her for such a long time, and I'm very friendly with she and her husband.
Absolutely.
And, I wish her the best.
Yeah, yeah. It's
oh, my God. Well, you know, Nikki... Oh, I love the book, Sean. Did you read it yet? It's good.
I have not. I've read a few parts
of it. You have to read it.
At Book Soup on Sunset, it's the number one bestseller right now. So, I mean, the book is doing
great.
So, you know, snaps to Leah. Leah Black. Go,
well,
go.
I love... Listen, Leah is... She knows what... She is nonstop with this book. And I have to tell you, you know, I blog for LeahBlackInc.com. Nikki Haskell, when you're come out with your amazing new product... I want to, like, interview you and blog about it on Leah Black's blog. So
oh,
is that
yeah.
a
no,
deal?
This isn't going to come out until after the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
I just had it patented and trademarked. We're working on the prototype. It's a very complicated
Super.
Process.
But there's so much going on with you that I can still interview you for the blog. Because I just love you so much. You know I love and adore you. And
Nikki's
I think
nonstop.
There's a whole generation that needs to know Nikki because what Nikki did for Studio 54 is what so many TV shows are claiming to do now when Nikki has – you had that torch blazing before everyone else did. So that's why
you should take a look – go into YouTube and put in the Nikki Haskell show. They have a lot of iconic interviews there.
Tons of iconic interviews. You know, Nikki, I want to talk to you because Sean brought this to my attention today, speaking of iconic. And I know you knew Joan Rivers really well, but did you hear that Melissa is taking over Joan's place on Fashion Police?
Yeah.
Sean, what's up, Sean? Break the news, Sean.
Okay, well, I think it's a good idea. You think it's a good idea?
I do. I think I don't know if it'll last.
Yeah.
But I think that under the circumstances, anybody that would take a shot at it is going to be in trouble. It has to calm down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and Melissa, listen, she produced the show to begin with. I mean,
Melissa's
a very smart girl. She may not have the exact edge her mother has, but believe me, Melissa's a smart, bright girl. She owns that show.
Absolutely. You know, no, I feel the same way. I know she's a producer, and I know that she would be the best, the next runner-up, but I just feel like no one – I feel like everyone tuned in to Fashion Police for Joan Rivers, and no one can take
well,
Joan Rivers'
exactly
place.
Right.
And, no, I mean,
that's
even her daughter –
that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There isn't anyone – you know, it's very hard when you take a show, it's – God forbid somebody either quits or dies or whatever, mm-hmm, and tries to keep that show alive. You know, Joan was totally irreverent. She said things that no, I mean, she said that President Obama was gay and that, you know, she said anything. She just,
I know.
She,
no filter.
No censor on anything that she did. She was getting, you know, she was a good friend of mine. I had great, great respect for her. She couldn't have been more fun. She's a terrific woman, and we'll see if the show works.
Yeah.
What I would have done, I would have totally revamped it with a different format. I wouldn't have just had people sitting around talking about it. I would have made it different. I would have taken the show and done something different with it.
Yeah.
Which she very well may have done. The show was running out of steam anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I know. I totally understand.
And I think that people quit just to get out of it, you know?
But, Nick, being in the TV industry for so long, what would you have done different?
It's hard.
It is.
Under the circumstances to try and fill her shoes.
It is hard. Well, what is everyone listening to right now here on Max and Friends?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends, and right now I'm joined by Sean Scott, my co-host, and Nikki Haskell. Sean, what is going on in Kim's world?
Well, Nikki, we were just talking about Fashion Police, which airs on E, and the other hot show that airs on E is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And Kim Kardashian announced that she is pregnant with Kanye's second. You're thrilled. I want to know how you feel about Kim and how about her second pregnancy. So tell me.
Well, I'm a big Kim fan.
I love all things Kardashians.
Well, I don't know if I love all things Kardashian, but I love her. You know, I've been friendly with her for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a story. In 1980, when Bruce, Caitlin.
Yes, we'll talk about Caitlin in a sec. Let's talk about Kim.
Can't Stop the Music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
After the movie, he went and had all the hair taken off his face, and he had a nose job.
Yes.
So he was getting ready to do that in 1980.
Yeah.
The fact that it went this far, this long.
I know, he's been on this path for a while.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. And the interesting thing is, these children love him.
You know, love him.
Kids love him.
Absolutely.
I mean, anybody can make a joke and say this or say whatever.
I know.
The reality is, you know, you've got to be your own person. Whatever makes you happy, you have to do it. Life is short.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I think
everyone has to do what makes them happy.
I think the Kardashians, listen, I mean, they're like a couture train wreck. You know?
A couture train wreck?
Sean, you have to tweet and quote Nikki, please.
Oh, my God. I literally have to tweet
know?
That.
And, you know, every day there's something going on. This one's pregnant. This one's a drug addict, this one's in rehab, you know, this, that one. But you want to know, at the end of the day, they never did any drugs, they never got in any trouble, they lived their life very conservatively.
Mm-hmm.
He's always wanted children, and I think it's a great thing to have it now, have two kids a couple years apart. You know, I mean, she hated being pregnant more than anything because nobody wants to get fat and look terrible and be in the eye of the camera.
I know.
We go to the same manicurist, Beverly Hills. And
yeah.
She goes and comes in the back. I mean, those cameramen are all over her. So she's, you know, she's got a long way to go, and she's going to dislike the way she looks because nobody likes the way they look when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, but she'll pull it off, and she's amazing.
I know.
And I'm glad to see that she and Kanye have sort of settled in on whatever their lifestyle is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know this season she's been going through, she's like been doing all these treatments and, you know, injections, and she's been going through it all to try to have that second kid, and now she's finally having it. And so, I mean, good for her. That's exciting. I remember saying that she hated being pregnant the first time, and so she can't believe
–
hated it. Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you being friends with her, I'm sure you know, but now she's just like more excited than ever to – have the second child, and everyone's giving her crap saying she's going to name it South, but I mean, she has stated that she's not going to name it Southwest, you know.
You know, I saw her mother the other night. Her mother was having dinner with Babyface and his wife.
Oh yeah, they're good
friends.
They
were having dinner together. Yeah, it was, you know, and I like Chris. I've known them all for such a long time. Of course, out of the girls, I'm really more friendly with Kim than with any of the other ones.
Yeah, she's great.
I mean, they're a very unique family. I mean, you know, it's like anything else. If you like them, you like them. If you don't like them, you don't like them. You know,
I know.
You know, it's everybody's choice. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, they really stayed there. The last two shows of last season were the highest rated shows ever.
I know.
They have not
I love
lost
them.
Their popularity.
They certainly have not, and I'm sure they'll continue to do great things. I love them so much. And like I said, Nikki Haskell, we have to go to lunch, and we need to do Soho House, and we need
all
to be kicking it.
You tell me. You have my phone number. Just call me.
Absolutely. I'll be hitting you up.
I'm in L.A.
Absolutely.
Almost through the end of the month.
Yes.
And
it was so great talking with you. I loved it. I love doing Hot Topics with you. It's the best. You give me nothing but your honest opinion. I love it.
Well, you know, there's so many things going out in the world these days, and there's so many things that are just gossip. I mean, we live in really trying times here.
Exactly.
You know, worldwide, everything is going. So you got to have a couple of laughs here or there.
Exactly.
You know,
you've
got to make yourself happy about, you know, I mean, you can't take everything so seriously.
I know.
The only thing we can
there.
Take seriously, though, Nikki, is that we got to wrap this show up, because if not, then I get in trouble.
I know. We don't
so,
want that.
Well,
we
got to
wrap
I
it up.
Love you.
Okay,
hey, Nikki and Sean,
kiss.
Before I give you a big kiss back, before I let you go, there's a quote that I've got to let everyone know for this week. When you least expect it, something great will come along. Something
Ooh,
better than
so.
You ever planned for. Be patient, be smart, and stay focused. And
Ooh.
Always tune in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Sean Scott, my co-host, love you for joining me. Nikki Haskell, you know I adore you, and I can't wait to see you in New York.
Same.
We're
yes,
going to go and Kiki. The book tonight that we talked about, Shelter Us by Laura Nicole Diamond. If you're going through a hard time in life and you need some help, or if you know a parent who's lost a child, get this book because it might help you communicate with them. It's all about communication, and that's what we do here on Max and Friends, and I'm going to communicate to take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends on LA Raw Talk Radio. I can't even speak anymore. Hey, Lily, I love you. Happy graduation. Love you all for tuning in. Bye, you all. Good night, Nikki. Good night, Scott.
Bye, I love you.
Bye.